Welcome to Million Dollar Spirit Business, the show where we take super profitable online business strategy and get it into the hands of the most heart-centered people like you who are creating mission-driven organizations and soul-inspired empires. I'm your host, Elena Ray. I'm a seven-figure business coach who bridges the worlds of the masculine business strategy that quantum leaps your bottom line and the feminine energetics that allow you to feel good as you do it. I live in Bali and have traveled the world running my online business since 2015. I left Wall Street and the corporate world back then and never looked back. And although I run a million-dollar business today doing what I love, it was a wild, windy road for me to get here. I'd love for the journey to be more abundant, easeful, fun, and straightforward for you. Every week, I'll be coaching one lucky entrepreneur on one particular challenge they're having inside their business. My desire is for you to have a front row seat to a real life mini transformation and to get clear, tangible takeaways that you can apply to problem solving and scaling your own business. Get out something to write with and let's dive into today's session. In today's episode, we are talking about one of my favorite topics of all time, which is pricing. Chloe wants to raise her coaching rates and is feeling a little bit of uncertainty around, okay, and you know, where are the people going to come from to pay these rates? And are they going to be the right people? And we actually wind up taking a little bit of a detour in this conversation to cover a deeper aspect of what was going on underneath the uncertainty around the price. Enjoy. Chloe, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
And we'll start this off by you just sharing with the audience a little bit about who you are and what your business does.
Okay, so I'm a business and mindset coach from the UK. I help soul-driven entrepreneurs to connect with aligned marketing strategies so that they can build an impactful six-figure business. I'm also a mom of three, and I'm very much someone who helps people to create spaciousness in their business as well, so that they have that balance of the lifestyle and the balance of the impact that they want to create as well.
That is so cool. I can't believe you're a mom of three kids and you do all that. So excited. Okay, so tell me, what would you like support on in today's episode?
So today I'd love to get support on raising my rates. I'm already charging premium prices to work with me on my one-on-one coaching. And I just feel this nudge and this call to jump to a whole new level now. And my whole body is saying, yes, 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 do this. And yeah, every time I come to say the price or I come to advertise my one-on-one coaching at this rate, something is just saying, no, 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 no. I just feel like there might not be people in my audience that want to pay this. I feel like I'm trying to offer everything and more, and maybe people at these who are paying these rates don't want all of that. It could be overwhelming for them. And I just can't, this has been 6 months now sitting on this price, and I'm finding still selling my one-on-one at that old rate. It feels so out of alignment with me, and I'm really noticing a disconnect now as I'm trying to share it with people. And so I'd love to hear some insights if you have any.
Amazing. I love this topic. I think our audience is going to love this topic. I always love to talk about raising prices. So I'm hearing two things. I'm hearing you feel on simultaneously the desire to charge more and the nervousness around like, who's going to buy that? And then I also heard like kind of what's included when you do go premium. And I would love to talk numbers with you and talk about what level you're thinking about charging. But at a certain level, it's not about adding more stuff. A very high level person, like you're intuiting, less is even better. So we could also look at, if we have time today, just kind of cleaning up the offer to be a match for that price point. Is that right?
Yeah, literally that's it.
Okay. Great. So tell me about, what are the reasons that you have for this new price point? Why does it feel really good for you?
I feel like I'm ready to now work with entrepreneurs that are at a different level. So I'm already charging. I've increased my rates from 1500 to 3K to 5K. And then I've just been bordering on 10K for a 5 month one-on-one package. And now I'm ready to jump to more 15K, 20K. And I've just felt so much resistance. But the level of people that I want to work with, I really want to work with people who have been running their business for a while and now they're ready to shift their business to receive and have more. And the people that I'm still calling in at those old rates are people who are starting, They want a lot of help to get things off the ground. And now I'm ready to help people to make those tweaks to shift their business to new levels. But I'm finding myself stuck at this price point where I know it's not inviting those people in. I know it's not attracting those people because there's no energetic charge behind it for them.
Right. So you're already starting to do this, which would be my first level of invitation around this, which is take yourself out of the equation. How does charging what you want to be charging, which is $20,000 for 5 months, which is pretty standard for business coaching, how is that actually in the greatest service of the client?
I feel like it's in the, oh my gosh, it's in the greatest service because is that energy exchange. It feels like they would come with that fire behind them. And I know when I invest at those kind of levels, I'm jumping into something knowing that's the level I'm now playing at. And that's going to motivate me to receive that and do that. And to, yeah, this the energy exchange. I feel like the money side of that, for me personally, has always been about the energy exchange. And not really, it's what you're getting, but it's also a lot to do with how that's going to make you feel, that level of trust with that investment and level of trust within yourself, taking that leap and going, holy crap, that's a thing that I'm about to do. And you already shift your identity as part of it.
Yes. In my mind, one of the things that I look at it when, you know, charging those level of rates, you know, me in the past and my clients, is like the commitment of how someone shows up and how much they're prioritizing your work with them during that time period above all else, and how much that level of commitment then accelerates their results and is this huge activation for them. I'm curious if you, like, you know, notice that or what else you notice. I just want you to get as sold as possible on why 20K is the greatest service that you could bring to this client.
I feel like just from a personal level, when I invest this amount, I'm all in. I'm someone who I feel like I trust my decisions more, but I want to have just the guidance or the energetic support from someone or some shifts along the way when I'm in a container at that level, because I pay that myself for coaching and beyond. And I've noticed that my clients that do pay the higher rates show up in a way where they are more all in. They're ready to get uncomfortable. They're ready to make deeper changes. They have a lot more faith in themselves and a lot more trust in the container and the experience that it's going to give them. They show up with more of a fire to actually make it work for themselves. Whereas I know with my lower packages, people need more handholding. They need more, I hate to say it, more like needy. There's more of a like, I have to make this work, but I'm afraid, but not the right type of fear. And I feel like this is where I'm falling short with this pricing. I'm afraid of attracting someone who's going to pay these prices and feel that unwanted fear rather than that's going to light a fire in my butt kind of fear.
Great. That's a great point. So what do you think you could do in the pre-sales process and in your marketing and messaging that would clean that up before people even get on a discovery call with you?
Definitely in my content, maybe talk more about being more trusting of yourself before you make this decision. Really share in my content, like, this is for that person who this will activate. This is for the person who is, yeah, ready to, who trusts themselves with money and trusts themselves with investment points. I'm not sure. This is where I'm finding myself tripping. Just someone who really has the faith in themselves to go after their vision, no matter how long it takes.
How would you further, because what I want to dig on, and one of the things that I really love doing with messaging and the sales process and tying those two things together, is really being clear about what are the qualifications and what are the eligibility requirements to work with me at my highest levels. It's something that I'm crystal clear on. Not anyone can just approach me and pay the one-on-one coaching rate and just hop into my one-on-one container. There's a very granular, and it's not just these like, oh yeah, I want you to trust yourself, or I want kind of these, you know, these like general qualities, but there's very specific like things that already have to be up and running in the business for this level of an investment to make sense. I mean, for example, I require all of my high level diamond mastermind and my one-on-one clients to be seeing a therapist in addition to me, because that's not my zone of genius. And that's like another layer of like, you've got to be getting support in multiple areas of your life if we're really talking about building a $1 million business. So what is that going to be for you? And what qualifications do is they create safety where people really, and that's what's required to step into these levels of investments responsibly, is that there's a level of safety that that person feels with you and knowing and within themselves. So we also have benchmarks in our sales process where we're looking for people who, if this investment is going to destabilize them, or they're feeling like they might not be able to get their basic needs met, or they're going to have scarcity come up around needing to make it back like in a certain amount of time, we don't work with those people. It's very, very clear that we want those of you who are able to make the investment, let it be edgy, let it be scary, but you know you're going to be supported with your current financial territory, like just how that's going right now. I don't know what the word for that is, but so those are all examples of like very tangible eligibility and qualifications. So hearing me say that, what comes up for you?
I really feel like I just do that already in terms of I don't ever want to work with someone who has a fear around the paying the investment, because I want them to come with that activation already. Like, this is motivating me, but I'm not fearful of, I have to get results. I need to get results in order to pay. So that's something that is already a like benchmark criteria for me. But I feel like they need to be someone who already really loves what they do. And they're so confident in their own offerings. They're confident in their skill set. They're so confident in the fact that they can help people. And they're so confident in selling their offers already or showing up. So they have that level of confidence. I feel like that should be a benchmark for this for sure. So yeah, really confident in what they're doing and how they're helping people, really loving what they're doing and how they're helping people. They've already invested in themselves before. And this is the disconnect that I'm having, because everybody that I've worked with so far are either people who are new and starting out, and then we get them to a certain level in their journey, or they're at a certain level in their journey, they want to go that one step further. But this is like that whole new starting to play in that field, I've noticed, of when people come in already, because the prices they want to start charging around 15, 20K. And I'm finding that the people that are already able to pay that are people who are ready to jump their income level up even more. So they already have this stability around their earnings and around themselves, but they just need the simple shifts to help them to move to that next level.
Yeah. And this is something that you can take away from today's conversation and sit with it. You know, you don't have to have the answers today, you know, in this session. So that's the first thing I would really have you do is really look at what are going to be the up leveled. You know, you're raising your prices. So that also means you're raising the standard of your business and who you're accepting and the level at which they need to meet you to be able to receive the support that you're offering. And so with that comes like, okay, who exactly and very, very granularly is going to be eligible for this program and why? Because what I'm picking up on is I think you're actually really sold on, like, you know why charging 15 or 20K for this is going to be in great service of the client, why it makes sense for you and where you're taking your business and who you want to be serving. I feel like you actually feel really clear on that to me, and you can tell me if you feel otherwise. But what I feel is the underlying issue is then the safety for you as the coach, actually, that you want to make sure it's the right person and that it's not just anyone who can pay that price point. And then you're like, you know, still doing the, you know, in the energy of your previous clients, or that it's draining because someone is kind of being needy around how much they paid you and then how much they want to take from you. And I think qualifications, eligibility, really clean sales processes and sales standards help to make sure that that is not going to happen. So you can relax into, not only am I getting paid the rates that I want to get paid, but I'm getting really the right people that are a match for that. Is that, how is that landing?
Yeah, that ignites like a emotional response in me, like quite drastically, like what you just said then about the, and they need to be the right person because of that, like old type of, yeah, neediness and needing something.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's not even about the packaging it up correctly. It's about sitting with how that makes me feel safe and secure in holding that person and making sure it's the right person.
Yeah. Wait, you said you had a big emotional response to what we just kind of unpacked. What did you feel exactly?
I felt like a little bit of fear there. Fear in terms of, I know I can hold people at different levels. And I think the fear came in of me wanting to slip back into over-delivery, giving more, giving more, giving more. And I feel like this is an old onion layer that's coming up, like a peel. This is something that I've had to shift through at each level in terms of, I'm such an over-deliverer. And sometimes people just don't need that. And it can be very suffocating when you're like, take more, take more, take more. And someone's like, I'm overwhelmed. And I think this is my fear at this level, is slipping back into that. They've paid more. I should be able to support them by giving more, not by just being and supporting them.
Yeah. So that's definitely a really deep one that we wouldn't be able to unpack today. But what I do notice is, how can it be less of like the feeling of, okay, I just raised my prices. So I need, you guys can't see my hands as I'm gesturing to Chloe here, but like, you just raised your prices. So instead of feeling like you need to like essentially I'm not good enough as I am here and you need to add more to my services to like raise to this price point, it's actually like your services and exactly who you are right now and exactly the energy you're in and your life experience and your wisdom and your ability to activate people, the container itself, your ability to like hold them over a period of transformation and all of your up levels are just like, you were literally like undercharging for that. And now it's just like, what you're doing now is like, this is the new match for your energy and what you're providing. And you can even, again, because the premium client does, it's like an opposite service of them. They don't need lots and lots of videos and trainings and extras. That it's like your presence is enough, your energy, your support in their life and their own, the shift that occurs in them by committing at this level and receiving support from someone at your level is the activation. And that is more than enough. So I'm curious, like, what would it need to occur for that to like really integrate and for you to feel like I'm already sharing more than enough just by sharing my presence with this person?
I feel like I need to let go and really feel that relaxation more in my body when I'm showing up and selling and feel more relaxed and just, I know this sounds strange, just be more, I know that just doesn't really connect, but it kind of does in my brain, like just be more relaxed around the giving the less and just being that activation and just sitting in that energy of that's enough to be. The resources are there if they need them and if they want them, that I have a vault of videos they can have if they want. But other than that, it's just being more relaxed around that and really breathing into just the less is more, and maybe using that as a trigger point to keep reminding myself when I'm on those calls, like just breathe and relax into just who you're being right now rather than what you need to be giving.
This is the upgrade, Chloe, just to jump in here, because what you just said is so important, because this is really the difference between like a new coach and a non-premium coach who's like charging by the hour, charging low for their packages, and premium coaches. And the other homework I would give you or anyone listening to this is to really think about, okay, the coach who's charging $50,000 for 5 months, which I do. I also have a six-figure offer. My coaches have six and multiple six-figure offers, and people buy and invest at these levels. And not only do they do that, but they enjoy investing at those levels. So the energy of someone who's selling those offers is not, how do I need to give or what do I need to do? It really has been like this internal shift within us to realize, no, it is my presence in this person's life, period. It is their access to my life experience and the way that my mind works and the dynamic that we have together, our co-creative space and their level of investment in themselves that creates this magic and that creates their accelerated path and the quantum leaps. And I want you to think about, you know, again, everyone, like, what is someone doing who's selling a $50,000 program in your niche? How are they thinking? How are they feeling? What is their energy around it? Because I guarantee you, those people who are in alignment with it and selling it regularly are not like, oh my God, I better like have to give lots of things and get the results for my clients. They're just relaxing into like, well, if you want time with me and if you want this level of support and condense like all the business wisdom I have for my life condensed into a couple of weeks or a couple of months, this is what the investment is. And that's on you to then show up and to receive it from me. It's a completely different energy. So I'm pretty sure once that piece clicks for you, the clients will show up. I see it happen every time.
I love that. I feel like I've had that shift while I've been here in terms of it's just clicking. It's just coming in terms of how I've been selling this or how I've been approaching selling this. It's completely the opposite. And yet inside, I feel like I've known that all along and I've just been afraid to do that because it feels very different than the old way of being and selling. It feels easier in a sense because you just get, like you just said, you get to be you and you're just packaging up your experience and people are coming for that. So it's easier. And I think letting go of doesn't have to be hard is a big thing.
I'm so happy to hear that. And that's the thing, like the last piece I'll leave you with is, if you know, if you're still in the mindset and energy that we were at the start of this call, and some of those, like, you know, the overgiving and the orientation around doing it, just like the universe is like, you literally won't be a match for premium clients, because that's a lesson that you need to learn. It's an upgrade you need to receive. And truly then once you receive it and you value that beingness, then you're a match for premium clients, because that's also an energy that a premium client wants to be around and elevate into as well. So, oh my goodness, this episode went so quickly. What are the biggest, like, you know, two takeaways that you got from our conversation just now?
Biggest takeaways, definitely what we just covered in terms of just being more relaxed and open and not feeling like you need to over-deliver when you shift those prices. And instead it's more about who you are and not what you're giving. And definitely, yeah, just making sure you're really speaking to that right person and what they want, what they're looking for, because it's a very different thing that somebody's looking for at a much lower level. So many chefs, but those two are big ones.
Great. So good. I mean, I would also direct you and anyone listening to this, I do a masterclass on premium pricing, or I did one a few months ago that was so good. And it was just like 90 minutes of channeled downloads from spirit about how to be in alignment with premium pricing and the energy of it. It's so good. So I definitely recommend that for you and for anyone listening who wants to a deeper activation on that beingness and on how I look at pricing and how I decide my prices. I have a whole framework on kind of how to look at that. So definitely recommend that if you can.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks for being on the show today. And by the way, if there's audience members who are listening to this and they love your energy and they're feeling you and they're interested in your work, where can they go and find out more about you?
They can find me on Instagram, and my handle is Chloe Lavanna.
Amazing. Thanks so much for being here today, Chloe. It was a really fun topic, fun conversation.
Thank you so much.
Go rock those 20K clients now, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
Okay, guys, a couple of takeaways I want to give you from this episode. There were some good points that we covered that I want to make sure to reiterate for you, and some homework to give you if this is alive for you. So the first thing I do around pricing is I really take myself out of it. So I'd recommend take yourself out of it and get really sold on why the price point that you desire. I mean, you desire it for a reason with anything. If the desire is on your heart, it's there, it's safe guidance. So what makes you desire the price point that you desire? And from the perspective of how does it activate and support and actually nourish and empower your prospective client? That would be thing number one. Thing number two, I want you to know, guys, that people love to invest. People love to buy. People love to shop. I love shopping. I love shopping for earrings. I love shopping for scarves. I love shopping for plane tickets, for coaches, all of it. People love to invest. So what would it take for you to actually get into the mindset, not of being scared that people are going to be put off by your higher price point, but actually looking at it like, why are people going to love to invest at this point? What is it going to do for them? How are they going to feel? Why is this just a great experience? And just get anchored into that reality. That is a paradigm, that is a reality that is available to you. Third thing, we noticed in this episode that it wasn't as much of an issue around the actual price for Chloe as it was actually about this feeling of safety as the coach, of really calling in and attracting the right people. So sometimes you might have a fear of raising your prices, but it's really a fear in disguise of like, I just want to make sure I'm like getting the right client at this level so that it feels good for both parties. And it's actually a really good match, which that is a messaging concern and a sales process concern. So in the limited time we had today with Chloe, the one thing that I drew her attention to was this idea of qualifying, just really making sure that she is clear and her sales process is clear and her messaging and marketing is clear around who's eligible for this program and who's not. And it becomes this idea that, you know, I explore when I teach sales of like, you know, it's not everyone that actually gets to work with you at this level. Just because they can pay the investment doesn't mean that they're a fit. There's all these other tangible qualifications, and the more tangible, the better. The more you can quantify and say like exactly someone's had to have this kind of experience, or they need to be looking for this thing specifically, or in a specific stage of their life or business, the better.
And we also spoke briefly about safety as far as when you're charging premium prices to really be invested in the more trauma-informed approach, which is just checking and really making sure that this person feels grounded in their investment and that you talk about it openly. Like, how are you going to feel making this investment? Is it edgy for you? Are you going to then be supported? And especially with entrepreneurs that coach around business, like I do and like Chloe does, making sure that someone's then not going to be on a very tight timeline, rushing to get their results or rushing to make the dollars to make the investment back by a certain point out of need, that they would actually need to do that to pay their bills. It's a very unpopular opinion, but there's a video in my Facebook group where I talk about the importance actually of having a side job or having external resourcing that you use those funds to reinvest in your business. Because if you don't know how to make money from your business yet, you need to source that from somewhere else so that you can learn to have the business generate the way you want to. And that it actually provides a lot of safety for and regulation, just nervous system support for the coach who's growing their business. So there is no neediness. It's just then an investment of this is the level of support I want to have. This is the level of learning that I want to, the level of like upskill in my knowledge that I want to have. And yeah, it's a big investment. It's stretchy, but I'm not worried about it. I'm going to be okay. And it's actually, I'm in the mindset and energy of how much benefit is going to come into me for the rest of my life, monetarily and non-monetarily, so that I can relax into receiving the benefits of this coaching. That is the mindset. That's the energy. That's the like very realistic financial landscape that I check in with people who are considering investing at high levels with me, and that might teach my clients to do this. And my team does this when they're enrolling people. We're very, very mindful of that both ways. So those are the three main takeaways and some things to be thinking about as you go and raise your prices. I also really recommend, like I said to Chloe, to check out the Aligned Premium Pricing Masterclass if you want to go deeper into this. That masterclass, I literally lay out my pricing strategy. I teach you guys, when I go to price a new offer, these are the things that I think about. These are the steps that I follow. This is how I think about investments in the coaching industry. And this is how I look at premium pricing. And this is how I look at my role and my responsibilities as a coach as a premium investment for someone. And it was all channeled from Spirit. It's like 90 minutes long. It's really, really activating. I've had people say that their prices just naturally elevated during that masterclass, and they've been able to sell them sustainably from the activation and the shifts that were brought to them in that masterclass. So if you have the ability to go invest in that, it's like $200. It's on my website. It is so good. And I love you guys. I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks so much for tuning into another episode of Million Dollar Spirit Business. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a minute and leave a review or shout us out on Instagram at Hey Elena Ray if you are loving the show. You can apply to be a guest on the show at elenaray.com/podcast. And you can check out our latest programs to help support you and your business at elenaray.com/programs. Thanks so much again for being here. Join me next week for another laser coaching session and some tangible business takeaways for your growing empire. See you then.